Once upon a time, the world was less complex, with fewer nervous wrecks, with lots more time for sex. Electrons and protons were all we could afford. They were good enough for good old Rutherford. Then the trouble started, they gave us just as we know, the positron, the neutron, and that horrible neutrino. The beginning is easy to recite for us. The ending is nowhere in sight for us. And though the answers may someday be nearer, things will get worse before they get clearer. We had pi mesons, mu mesons. Some folks thought it too few mesons, went out and discovered some new mesons. Some people don't know where to stop. Now a few mesons might do mesons, a good turn by turning to glue mesons. But how can you use 22 mesons? Some people don't know where to stop. Once we laughed at guys like Alakanian and put our money on the Western way. But now the laugh is turned upon the other side. Those mesons never died, they simply fade away. There's no clarity or regularity. Such profusion's mere vulgarity. We're guided by faith, hope, and parity. Some people don't know where to stop. Just ask Yukawa. Some people don't know where to stop. Maybe the V particle is the article. Mysterious, what can it be, particle? We don't understand yet the free particle. Some people don't know where to stop. We have weak coupling, strong coupling, wrong as we knew all along coupling. Each month our troubles are quadrupling. Some people don't know where to begin. Once we thought we understood the deuteron. There's nothing cuter on the earth. But that was when we thought 10 MeV a lot, and theory was not for mirth at birth. Now our brain we rack, in vain we tackle problems which even would pain Dirac and drive us to taking cocaine, alack. Some people don't know where to stop. Throw in that towel, pal. Some people don't know where to stop. Just slack it, blacket. Some people don't know where to stop. Pull in your neck, Caltech. For what are you waiting, Layton? The sooner the better, Fredder. Some people don't know where to stop. Don't get saucy, Rossi. No improvising, Grisen. Stop the baloney, Petroni. Some people don't know where to stop. Cut the cant, Salant. Don't give us that line, Shine. Reet, Street. I can go on like this all night.
All right, all right. Some people really don't know where to stop.
Problem they told us would all of the answers unfold us with this open sesame of collision theory? All would be as ABC. It amazed, baffled, and consoled us. Now I'm just a simple plumber. Nobody could be dumber. But this magic carpet they unrolled us. Just listen to the bill they have sold us. One proton hits another. They bounce off each other, and I'm telling you, brother, that the symmetry is spherical, the theory is hysterical, and no one knows why. Not Bright and his boys, not Christian and Noyes, not Serber's emulsion, nor Jastrow's repulsion, nor Pi's convulsion explain this propulsion. No! Nobody knows how the nucleus goes. Together, one neutron hits a proton. Here's something to take note on. It's a problem people don't know, but the angles of emission sound like Velikovsky's vision, and no one knows why. Not Christian and Hart can give us a start. Not Weisskopf and Blatt can say where we're at. For Aretha and Schwinger, sweet memories linger. Nobody knows how the nucleus goes. Have space exchange and spin exchange and ordinary forces too. Thanks, Eugene, to you. And now they say to make it tough, two body forces aren't enough. What stuff? What bluff? I hope two neutrons stick together. Or eight of them, or 10 of them, or even 82 of them, and 50 is a nifty magic number for a slew of them, and no one knows why. Just think you've a prayer for an answer, and therefore you ask Mrs. Mayor for the why and the wherefore. She'll cast you spells as she tells of shells, of orbit spins, of needles pins, of fish and chips, of shoes and ships, of cabbages and kings and queens, and sealing wax and strings and beans. But what in the hell the whole thing means? No!
To be excited and gracious with.
What did you expect on a graduate assistant's salary? Breast of guinea hen under glass?
Well, it would have been nice. So there I was, typing all his thesis, checking every note, making helpful comments on everything he wrote, working at the med school to get some extra dough, even turned his collars so the frayed spots wouldn't show. When we had our friends in, they brought their own cold beer. As a kind of gracious living, it was one hell of a year. And all the time, I had to scrub the floors. Yes, all the time, I had to scrub the floors. Then he got a job as an instructor at last, with a fabulous salary attached. With 2,200 to live on, we knew our comfort and style were unmatched. But there I was, working at the med school to get some extra dough, brooding on a bank account that simply would not grow, serving on committees that were run by Mrs. Dean, feeding the department head without recourse to beans. And when we had our friends in, we gave them only beers. As a kind of gracious living, they were one hell of a couple of years. And all the time, I had to scrub the floors. Yes, all the time, I had to scrub the floors. He became an assistant professor 1 year and started on writing a book. And I played my part in community life with that interesting, I am about to become a mother, look. And there I was, typing out his chapters, each a little prize, tramping out each afternoon to get my exercise, serving on committees that were run by Mrs. Dean, entertaining students who were callow, raw, and green, brooding on a bank account that simply would not grow, and the bill from the obstetrician was the final blow. And all the time,
surely you didn't scrub floors during that period.
For 9 months, those damn floors just got wiped.
The ring.
he was the head, typing out the papers that he read and read and read, pouring at the thousand teas they have around the place, greeting new instructors with a bland and smiling face, brooding on a bank account that simply would not grow, and finding costumes, props, and stuff to run some faculty show, and all the time I had to scrub the floors, yes, all the time I had to scrub the floors. Department head, I admit, even I was impressed, but I wouldn't have beamed with such solid delight if at that happy moment I'd guessed that I would be serving on committees for all the teas they give, finding cheap apartments in which instructors live, giving little dinners for all the local bores, entertaining colleagues who my husband just adores, brooding on a bank account that seems to fade and